This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From time to time, one of America's top entrepreneurs stops in. Jules Pieri is CEO of The Grommet, a site that helps launch other companies' new products. Good to see you.
Good morning, David.
Now, by all accounts, your work at The Grommet is happy and energizing, but separately, you also think a lot about executive leadership. And what, you came across some disturbing data about female executives?
Yeah, higher incidence of depression among women CEOs. It can be quite a lonely and isolated place to be when you really reach that pinnacle to be a CEO. It's such a rare thing. 5% of Fortune 500 CEOs are women.
And so the implicit idea there is you may not have quite a posse, quite a team, role models as much as perhaps a male executive.
There's a sense of having to re-earn it every single day as a woman CEO. There's so much scrutiny of your style, of your actions, that is very palpable, and it's internal and it's external.
Now, when you and I talked in advance about maybe you weighing in on this topic, you were ambivalent. What are you worried people might draw from this discussion?
Well, remember, I'm an entrepreneur. For me, the answer here is for women to actually create the company so that instead of working inside or outside the box, let's create the box. Studies are even showing that women entrepreneurs, particularly in the U.S., are twice as happy as anyone who hasn't founded a company, and they're even happier than male entrepreneurs.
All right, so you're in this world. What do you think accounts for that?
When I talk to my friends who are in corporate leadership positions, women and men, but particularly women, I hear complaints. There's sort of an externality that they can't control, and it's a source of the complaints. When I talk to women CEOs who have founded their own companies, we're not complaining. We don't have the sense that the world is somehow confounding to stop us. The only thing we ever complain about, fairly enough, is investors. The rest of it, it's up to you to succeed or fail. There's no sense of greater actors around you determining your success, which you do have in a corporate environment.
We like to catch up from time to time with Jules Pieri, CEO at The Grommet. Fortune this last year named her one of the most powerful women entrepreneurs. Jules, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.